Hey, nice shirt, Ed.
Nice shirt. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I forgot that I didn't get the memo, but I wasn't sure which way you were going to go. And if people listened to the pre-show huddle, they would know what I was talking about.
That's right. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to IBD Live, where we help you make more money in the stock market every day. I'm Ed Carson, news editor at IBD, and with me today is Chris Gessle, chief content officer, creator of the show. David Hatman Chung, a fellow IBD Live host and a very active in IBD leaderboard. And of course, David Ryan, back making his return to Tuesday, three-time U.S. Investing Champion. And so good morning to
Good
everyone.
morning. Good
Good
morning.
morning.
Hey, Econet.
Please leave your comments and questions below. We'll try to get to as many as possible. We do have a number of people in dark ops this morning. Just remember that we can't make any answer any questions about your individual situations or needs. So just please just put in your questions and comments without that, and we can answer those questions. Just remember that to also check out investors.com/IBDLiveFAQ. You're going to find a lot of great information, like the industry group spreadsheet Justin Nielsen often goes over, find out about upcoming guests. And many more, much more. Finally, remember that IBD Live is for informational purposes only. Any stocks we cover should not be considered buy or sell recommendations. So please do your own research. And with that, Chris, you were on the pre-show first. So what would you like to take a look at?
I want to take a look at Ensign, ENSG,
Very good.
Medical Long-Term Care.
Very good. And David Ryan, what would you like us to look at?
I want to look at a couple of shipping stocks, the ones that especially ship crude oil, and that'd be Frontline, FRO, TK Tankers, TNK, DHT, and ECO. Give you
DHT.
four, and we can look
Very
at
good.
the want to look at the whole group.
Very good. Sounds good.
Especially,
And
okay.
Hatman, what would you like us to analyze?
Well, first off, I want to tip my hat off to Byron and other fans of the F1 Formula One season that just began over in Australia, hence the hat today. Thanks to Byron. And also want to look at FIX, that's Comfort Systems USA. It actually appears on two of our key growth stock screens.
Very good. And let's see here. We are going to share my screen. And SPY, that is down 0.1. Obviously, huge upside reversal on a lot of the stuff that happened there. First, the G7, and then Trump comments. Dow comment, Dow DIA, that is also down about 0.1, 0.2. Qs were down like just a fraction last time I looked. Yeah, barely down at all. And IWM, that one was down a little bit. USO, this gets a little confusing. USO is going to be up because USO is an ETF that sort of tracks oil prices, but that closed at 4 o'clock Eastern. Oil prices are down about 7% to about $88 a barrel. I mean, it's shifting all around, but take me for there. That's down sharply from where futures closed at 1:30 Eastern yesterday. But then President Trump made his comments. President oil got all the way down to about, we'll say about 86 or so around the time that stopped trading. Now oil's back to about 88, partly because Trump made some other comments that sounded like, as Trump was saying, hey, we're basically over. And then Trump was like, well, maybe we're not over, is basically what it came down to, and we're going to hit them hard. Defense Secretary Hegseth today said that today will be our most intense day of strikes. So we'll see. I don't think the G7 has taken any action. I think there's more like we're ready to take action. So we still don't have the Strait of Hormuz open. So the potential for oil to spike up again is very high. So it is a weird situation here. So there is that. 10-year Treasury yield, I think that may be down a basis point or two from where we close, but then again, I think yields got as low as got were, you know, but they closed at 3 o'clock Eastern, and then Trump made comments and they got down to 4.11. So I think we're maybe flat or up a little bit on from that perspective. NFIB, Small Business Optimism Index, that actually fell to 98.8. It was supposed to rise a smidge to 99.7. It was 99.3 in January. We're going to get existing home sales at 10 o'clock Eastern. they're supposed to fall just a little bit. TSM, Taiwan Semi, which makes chips for NVIDIA, Apple, Broadcom, AMD, et cetera, they reported that February sales rose 22% in local currency from a year earlier, well, 21% from January, but I think TSM was up earlier, is now about flat. It did find support at the 50-day, 10-week line yesterday. NVIDIA, just going to bring it up because it's sort of related. I don't know how big of a deal it is. NVIDIA is going has made a significant investment in AI startup Thinking Machines and will supply the startup with chips. Now, that's what NVIDIA does that a lot. It's taken a lot of startups and they invest in them, and then they, you know, and then that company uses that money to buy NVIDIA chips. And it's part of the circular stuff going on. But it is notable that Thinking Machines is run by a former OpenAI CTO, Mira Murati. So there is that. HP Enterprise. This one. Beat views on EPS, slightly missed on revenue, 18.5%. Guided Q2 EPS in line, revenue up, reaffirmed overall 2026 revenue targets, upped its EPS targets. ONDS, which is involved in drones, preliminary Q4 results. It's basically around 30 million to around 50 million, both ahead of its sort of its prior guidance. Reiterate a full year revenue target. It also announced that it's that it received an operational order worth about $15.8 million under a previously announced demining program in Israel. It could rise significantly from there. GILT, Gilat Satellite Networks, another Israeli firm, they announced that they received $6 million in orders for the U.S. Army. Casey's General Store easily beat on EPS, missed on revenue, 0.5%. Inside same store sales is up 4%. That's where most of the money is made, is inside the stores. Vertex, this is jumping. It's promising test results for a drug that can treat a chronic autoimmune disease that destroys the kidneys. So that one got a big jump up there. Neo, first adjusted profit. They've been saying they're going to do that. Supposedly it beat views, but 83% revenue gain. That beat sees gave some Q3 delivery guidance that sees Q1 revenue up 103 to 109%, slightly above consensus. They're doing quite well. And I'd say among all the Chinese EV makers, all the EV makers in China, this one is showing the most momentum right now. Now they have some new models and other things, but there you have. Just as a related note, this isn't today, but tomorrow, XPeng is going to officially launch its new vision-only driver assist system, VL2 or something, VL 2.0. VW, which has agreed to use a lot of XPeng tech, they're going to use this system. VWAGI, which is the ticker you know for Volkswagen, well, their operating profit was down 45%, you know, in Q4, and revenue was up 5%. It also said it's going to expand into energy storage and trading as because global EV demand is lagging expectations. They have extra batteries, you know, that's something GM and Ford have made similar comments. And just while we're still at it, Rivian is going to formally launch the R2 EV in 2 days at South by Southwest. You know, so there's that. AT&T said it will spend up to $250 billion over the next 5 years to improve its fiber network infrastructure, et cetera. So there's that. Semtech, they announced some kind of new modem for industrial IoT applications. Apple, apparently, they made 55 million iPhones in India. That's now one fourth of its total. That's according to Bloomberg. UNFI, United Natural Foods, beat views on EPS, missed on revenue, 3% decline. It seemed to raise its 2026 EPS target, but lowered its revenue target. UEC, Uranium Energy, they had a small gap loss. Revenue was down 59%. Kohl's easily beat on EPS, beat on revenue, but its same store sales decline was higher than expected. Guidance wasn't great either. Elon Musk's SpaceX is considering a NASDAQ listing, and they're trying to get an early NASDAQ 100 index entry. That's according to Reuters. Bill Ackman's Pershing Square is filed for a NYSE IPO. It was looked to try to do that a couple of years ago. Looks like he's trying again. CNC Centene is going to reaffirm guidance at a conference today. MDT Medtronic is going to buy neurovascular firm Scientia Vascular for $550 million, plus with some undisclosed earnouts pay and payouts. AMAT and Micron are going to work on like next generation memory for there. So that's out there. Micron also, GF Securities raised its price target to 571, expects Micron next week to reiterate that the memory cycle will remain robust for some time. CRISPR is selling $350 million in convertible debt. So it was done before the open CrowdStrike. Morgan Stanley upgrades to overweight, price target raised to 510 from 487, added as a top pick. MSTR strategy initiated a buy at B. Riley, 175 price target. Bitcoin has been rebounding recently. Strategy announced, I think yesterday, that they bought a bunch of Bitcoin at a in a relatively low. Qualcomm, Bank of America reinstated it, underperformed, sees lukewarm growth. It's losing its Apple business, which everybody knew, but apparently Samsung, we're also seeing a shift away from Qualcomm to some extent. Oracle, they are going to report tonight. It's going to be really important for obviously the AI build out. And also a lot of private equity firms like Owl that have worked with Oracle. Like, kind of the concern is about like how these things are going. So Oracle's report, even though Oracle is beaten down, it hasn't really recovered much. That'll be important for a lot of the AI trade. And with all that, David Ryan, what's your take on the market? We've had some wild days and a really important bounce yesterday.
Maybe I'll use an analogy. You seem to use a lot of analogies with the market, but I live fairly close to the beach, and during the summer, either go body surfing or surfing. And what this reminds me of is you get down to the beach and you look at the water, and it's there is the conditions are not good. You see rip tides coming in, going out, people being dragged, lifeguards making lots of rescues. And that's sort of what I feel the market is it's like you're seeing this volatility, and you're seeing this all sorts of news ripping through the markets, and it's just not safe to go into the water. I mean, maybe the lifeguards have that red flag up saying danger. And so that's where I think we're at. And until things calm down, it's best to stay out of the water, or maybe just get into the shallows up to your knees, and just get ready. And but again, analogy like you're about to go surfing or into the water to swim. Just look at the conditions. Look to see if there's any new waves coming in and new names. Keeping track of the earnings and the fundamentals of companies, and just tread water until the conditions are right, and then I think you can go back in. But until this kind of calms down and the news kind of calms down, it's best to go very, very slow, very, very small, until you see things starting to act better.
Yeah, I mean, and if you say, well, look, I've been out in the water and I didn't drown, it's like, well, good. I mean, it's still dangerous. I mean, it's like
Yeah, I think that the goal in this market is just don't lose much. You don't want to get into a hole that you have to dig yourself out of. But and so in bear markets, in bad markets, in tough markets, in choppy markets, which are sometimes the worst, it's if you can just stay close to where you were during the previous good market, that's you're doing a great job.
Yeah, because that's your opportunity to make the money, obviously.
Yeah.
So Chris, we undercut the lows yesterday.
Right.
So that means the rally attempt was over, right? And so we have to reset the count. Yesterday was now day one. The rally is dead. Rally attempt is dead. Long live the rally attempt, kind of thing. So it is now day two. So we can't have a follow through day today. I mean, we
Correct.
can have a good day, but it's not. Yeah, but so tell me your view on the market.
Well, kind of what David is saying, let's go back to the NASDAQ, and Yesterday we were up, what, 1.3% or so, 1.4. In the last 10 days, there have been 4 1% gains or more, and then there was also a 0.9. And so, usually when you're getting gains like that, you're making headway, but we're just going back and forth. And so, I guess I really want to see the market hit new highs, but I feel like to really set up for an extended move, we need a longer correction.
Or we need, I mean, look, if the Strait of Hormuz opens up from whatever, like, I mean, oil prices will tumble. That's another thing is we could, the conditions could just change overnight. It's and that would be, oil prices could easily drop from 90 to 60. I'm not, so that could end this problem overnight in that regard. So it's makes it tricky. It also makes it tricky, I would imagine, with just like say defense stocks or energy stocks, aha, I'll go in here. You don't know, there could be a riptide the other direction. What seems safe today, could be a disaster area in minutes. I mean, so it's a, it not it makes it very it, that makes it challenging as well.
Definitely agree with you on that. And that's one reason why I've been a little reluctant to go after some of the oil stocks, because you can see in a lot of the charts, I mean, some of them have done really well and made, very contained upward moves, and others are just back and forth. So, anyhow, I'm just being patient and looking to when I see stocks that were really setting up and looking good, I'll start buying them. And but we'll just see how this goes today.
Hat man, how are you viewing things? What insight do you have into this market?
I first of all really agree with what Dr. Ryan and Chris said, and you too, Ed, regarding the commodity stocks, because the news flow is just so is so fast moving and crisscrossing. When you look at XOP, when you look at CVX, when you look at some of those oil majors, they're all down more than 1% just off the get go, following the sharp drop in Brent crude that we saw earlier this morning. So yeah, I'm being extra cautious with these commodity plays. I think most of them seem extended. But to me, yesterday, in addition to the nice reversal we saw across most indexes, actually, I was personally most heartened by even stronger moves to the upside by AI data center infrastructure plays. And for that reason, partially for that reason, I wanted to talk a little bit about FIX. But even beyond FIX, if you take a look at, for instance, MOD, Modine,
Very similar company, yeah.
very similar company in AC and heating and ventilation and whatnot. But look at the nice outside day that we had Monday, refused to touch the 50. If you go to the weekly chart for some of these, you'll see that they did actually test the 50, the 10-week moving averages. And then it's not just limited to these AC names. When you look at FTAI, this is a new buy for me. Very, very small though. I'm trying to tread water and be very careful going back into the water with any new positions. But FTI is a company that is trying to convert its well, they're a leasing company, but they own a lot of aircraft engines, and we've had some really great coverage by IBD and elsewhere talking about how they're converting these jet engines for the data center turbines to power the data centers. And so there's another example. I feel like, wow, big move after the cup with handle, big gains, and then support where you're wanting it. So that's where I'm kind of gravitating toward in terms of going to long. I'm not making any short sales yet. I'm looking at a few possibilities. I know a lot of people were looking at Palantir, PLTR. I would be careful with something like that. I don't think that one is broken in the long term. It might. It certainly broke badly after that cup with handle breakout failure. Two failures, in fact, since August. But at the same time, to me, based on my research of of the biggest winners. To go from 207 to 126 is really not out of the ordinary. So, this one will be an interesting watch, one to watch in terms of those who want to short something. And if you're a short-term trader, maybe it'll work for you. It certainly has worked in the last 2 or 3 months. But at the same time, I feel like some of these stocks, these high-growth stocks, are not doing too badly.
Yeah, and on some of the software has come back. I will say that Palantir has well, ha had its back and forth because it's partially a defense play. There's going to
Yes.
be movement. This may have helped Palantir rebound last week, in addition to software rebounding. But if you think that it just makes it just tougher. I mean, you just have different thoughts. It's like if defense stocks come out of favor, that could hurt Palantir a little bit, even if there are other parts of the business or other things that are that there's momentum behind other parts. Let's get going actually to over to commodity things. Let's take a look at some of the shipping companies. Dr. Ryan, FRO is just one of the names here, but a lot of them have been doing really well.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these are extended, but I just wanted to show that a number of these pulled back to their 21-day moving average, and bounced. So that's a good sign. And obviously, tanker rates for crude oil are way up because ships can't get through that strait yet. And then we checked this morning, and they're still not getting through. So, but maybe that changes if the US takes over the strait. But I just wanted to point out that I would think that even if they start letting them through, rates will drop. But how much will they drop? I've read that some of the rates are up over have almost doubled since the same time last year. So and I've seen a lot of these have had one real good quarter come through, so they might have a few more ahead of themselves. But frontline looks good. You can go to ECO is another one. There's another one. Same thing. Came right down to that 21 day. TNK is another one. That's a higher price, but you can see they're almost identical, where they all came down to that same line. And then a few others was INSW, and some of them are in the oil and gas transport. Some of them, and that one's actually even stronger. Didn't even get to the 21 day, and some of them are in another group. SB is I think another one I wrote down.
That's dry
Yes.
bulk.
Yes. Oh, that's dry bulk. Okay. So, and then DHT. Did you look at that one?
Nope.
That's another one, smaller one, at least smaller. And yeah, same thing there. That actually held well. Lots of look at the ants on that one. So anyway, strong group extended. Probably needs some more time. But what you want to see it is these things to go sideways for a few more weeks and see if then they can break out to the upside.
All right. Yeah, and so one thing is because the market, the news is so, I mean, I don't know if can you get a base out? Where would you, if this came back to the 21-day lines or some of these things, would that be enough or
Yeah, I
it just, yeah.
if they go sideways for another 2 to 3 weeks, and that 21-day catches up to it, I would think that would be fine. I saw the same thing in a number of gold stocks yesterday. If you put up like wheat and precious metals, I bought a small position, WPM,
Brain was
WP,
freezing on that.
yeah. See, came right down to the 50-day. And I think if you go through other ones, I think AEM would be another.
That might have been the 10-week line, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of these are still holding well and bouncing off 50-day moving averages. So I would also look into this group as a possibility.
All right. Chris, let's take a look at your stock, Ensign.
Okay.
Nice sideways action last few weeks.
It's one that I've been watching, and again, if we go back to the daily chart, what I guess what I like is comparatively that's not as volatile as a lot of other stocks. So it's getting support off the 21 day. Volume was a little bit higher yesterday, and it's looks like it's starting to come in higher today. So I'll keep an eye on it and see how the market acts later in the morning and midday, and see if this is something that can make a move. And it does. You look at the action in from July and August. September, it is a stock that you can swing trade and make, some decent moves off of it. So that's something I always look for. Can this thing, I don't think this is going to be a huge winner, but you can, grab, 5, 10, 15% from it.
Yeah, and it's obviously it has solid growth. I mean, it's going to like it's had solid growth. It may slow a little bit, but it's not like the single digit stuff. I mean, there's reasons to be behind it. Another name, of course, in this area is a little bit is somewhat it's AHR, Chris, and I know this is one that that Ryan has brought up a number of times, but this is somewhat related. Just holding in a buy zone here and creating its own new shelf or tight action. I'm not sure.
And it's a stock that does not look like a REIT.
No, that one has solid growth as well. That one does, and it's been improving on the revenue side too. So yeah, let's see here, Hatman. Let's get over to Fix. Nice upside reversal is obviously.
Yes,
Why not?
exactly. And one reason I wanted to highlight this one is that this has been a stock that's had a 50-fold move since its very first breakout. You can obviously only see that on the weekly chart, and that's just it's one really for the record books in a way. And yeah, you'd have to zoom out or go to a monthly. Actually, the only way to see the big move is really through monthly there. Yeah, so you see that in 2015, you had to break out, and that was early stage, and now it's been actually more than 50 fold. So when you look at the current market cap of the company, 48 billion, it means that this company started out as a small cap, well under a billion, and so I feel like we should always, keep an eye out on those small caps that have relative strength and the good fundamentals. What's obviously driving the stock's latest move is the fact that technology, aka data center, seems to be taking up more. I mean, seems to be accelerating its fundamentals. They said in the latest conference call that the revenue mix continues to be led by the industrial sector. I'm just quoting the COO, and the industrial sector includes technology. Industrial itself was 67% of this company's revenue, and technology was 45% of that sector, up from 33%. So, clearly, the move going from here was probably going to rely on just continued strength in that industrial and therefore technology area within its business. But if we go to the weekly chart, I just wanted to highlight that, this one looked like it was a second. Yeah, I do believe this is a second test of the 10-week line, and
Essentially, yeah, I see that. Yeah.
a follow-on entry for the at least for the immediate term after that second breakout attempt past that cup-like base we see. So based on the IBD methodology, technically you could still buy here. We like to say try to buy within 5% of the 10-week line. Don't buy too extended from that. But one problem here is that I feel like the move has gotten a little vertical. You can kind of feel that, especially on the monthly chart again. If you don't mind going to the monthly chart,
No.
Yeah, and then you can draw a upper channel from the top of the base that started in late 2024, and if you go to the top of that base right there,
Yeah.
exactly, and you draw the upper channel, it feels like it kind of went a little too vertical. So maybe this current 10-week line bounce might be more of a struggle, maybe not. But it feels like it's ready at some point for some kind of new base here.
Yeah, and that'd be one to watch out for because obviously it's been growing tremendously. This was our new America a couple of weeks ago. Just wanted to highlight that. So,
That's great. You know, it's number one in the Big Cap 20. That's one reason why I wanted to select it. And it's also number two in the IBD 50. Now, if you roll the clock back 3, 6 months, it was like the Big Cap 20 was the gold 20, right? There was just
yeah.
so many gold miners in there, but it's now shifting back more to the AI and data center. And I so for therefore I feel like long term we still have some nice potential to make money in that area. And then when you look at the top 10 of the IBD 50, FIX is number two. We have MU. I know a lot of people in the Q&A are asking about Micron, that's number four, and Sterling is number five. So three of the top five are related to AI infrastructure and so on. So still really important area to keep watching.
Very good. I agree. Just going to go over to a couple of defense names. Dr. Ryan, GD, that one's still holding in there. So I'm not sure how you, if you're looking at these names or if it's too news driven for you to want to get involved in some of these plays.
I'm looking at them, but I don't have a position. The only one I do have in is Howmet, and that just continues. Every time it pulls back, it
Yeah.
comes moves back up again. But yeah, not General Dynamics, but HWM. Yeah, very, very strong. I mean, it pulled back for 3 or 4 days, and now it's coming back up again. So yeah, if you own them and they're still in uptrends like this, and then you just stay right with them. If not, then just wait for them to really build a nice tight base and come out of there.
Very good. Chris, let's take a look, at Micron. And
So I've been I After yesterday's reversal, I took off half the hedge kind of in the afternoon, and then took off another quarter and just took off the last quarter. So as long as it holds above the 21-day, I'll let it run here. But it's I mean, looking good coming up off the 10-week. I guess given the market, I still think there could be some back and forth going on here. I'm not sure that this is going to rally to new highs from here. Seems like it still may base longer, but for now, with it above the 21-day, I'll let it run.
absolutely. And this one could have a base, whether it's a double bottom. You could sort of see a double bottom, but it should have a base after this week. And of course, right after this week, we'll get Micron earnings. So that will be a big deal above and beyond all the other news that's coming in. What about with there's other things out there, and others are welcome to chime in, but there's SanDisk, which is trying to rebound from the 10-week line, and Western Digital. And in SanDisk, you could say as a double bottom, Western Digital bouncing and STX, all of those making bounces off the 50-day or 10-week lines. All of them will have bases, I think, that you could argue, and I know that some of them, maybe there'll be some high tight flags, some people are arguing, but there's more traditional, more common bases after this week. Are any of these, or are these like, do you just prefer Micron? Obviously, you own Micron, so there's no reason to change horses here, Vanessa, but,
I guess I'm feeling like I'm already in this space, and to double up,
oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, if like standing apart from that, I'm not saying like to jump.
I mean, they all look good. They've just made, huge moves, and so we'll see. That's why, I guess I'm feeling like a longer base here might be more likely.
Yeah, certainly could be. Let's see here.
They look so close to their 50 days, Ed, and we're watching all these really closely for a leaderboard. But when you go to the weekly chart, some of them already after these nice moves, 7, 8, 9% above their 10 week. Maybe not for C, not for
See, for
STX.
Sandisk, and it's almost an inside week, not in the, but it's still like it's not even above last week's high. So
Right.
yeah, I don't know where you would enter some of these things. I mean, it's like I guess you could. I sort of drew this trend line, but that seems awfully steep, and I don't
Yeah, that's why
know.
it's kind of a conundrum right now for us. I think it's like, well, if you're willing to buy it when it's 6, 7, 8, 10% above the 10 week line, well, maybe a small position would allow you to withstand a pullback near the recent lows. Or do you try to be a little more patient and just wait for that another additional pullback to the 50 day or 10 week line?
Yeah. Now it's related because a lot of these names are very closely tied to memory, but some of the chip equipment makers, which were also doing very well, they're bouncing back. ASML and AMAT, I mean, all of them seem to be bouncing, but ASML and AMAT are making moves. Also, similar, sort of like their first or second test of the, like ASML, first test of the 10-week line, maybe AMAT, the second test, along the way to, so.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But these are also, again, I don't know if this is a situation where you say, I'm going to throw my hands, I'm going to go with SMH. I don't know. I don't know if that would be, which is coming up. But I don't know how you would like to play. What's your targets for the chip area? Or if you're saying, I don't want, it's
Is
too
that for
volatile
me,
for me.
is that
For
for me or
you,
for Dr. Ryan?
yeah.
Oh, for me?
No, for you,
Well,
yeah.
just looking at my record of trading, honestly, I don't know why, but I just tend to do better in individual stocks than ETFs. And part of it is because I focus more of my mental energy and my observation on the actual charts of the individual stocks that I perceive to be the leaders over the ETFs. Because I don't know, maybe ETFs, I feel like, I just buy it and it's going to work out, and I'm less strict about where my exact entry is. And other people might be wired totally different. I mean, maybe they feel more confident and more patient with the ETFs, and they can do really, really well. And all kudos to them. But for me, I think if it were a chip play, I would focus on the ASML over the SMH, because I feel like if I got the great entry and I'm willing to stick through it, I'm probably going to get a bigger reward at the end.
Dr. Ryan, that's GLW. This one I think is bouncing off. There's a number of names. Again, huge drop last week. Big bounce so far this, the last couple of days.
Yeah, I think there was, if I remember, there was a comment by somebody else who also supplies into the data centers. They were talking about glass versus copper, something like that. And that's what hit Corning and I guess a related stock.
I
And
think, yeah, Broadcom was saying we favor copper over optical. And so I think,
Yeah, in
right,
the near
yeah.
term, but in the
In
long
the near term,
term,
in the, yeah.
right.
Oh,
It's
sure.
that combined GCO or something like that, David. Yeah, they were it, the fiber optic will meld with the copper.
Yeah. And that was
Yeah.
also what hit Light and
Yeah.
Coherent. So huge drops. Those two companies also got added to the S&P 500 or will be. But yeah, so those are really already up there.
Yeah, so here I'm in Corning. I know they've had some, I mean, they're earnings have been better recently, but the stock is, it's kind of, again, kind of no man's land. I don't know
It's
where
too
the
far
buy,
away from
I
things
don't
now.
know where the buy point is.
Yeah.
It's just got to spend a bunch of time rebuilding a base. So right here, it's kind of, I don't know, flip a coin.
I understand. And I'll be coming around and doing some of those charts with you, David, next time.
Okay.
Chris, let's take a look at VRT. This was our belated stock of the day yesterday.
Yeah.
So made a bullish move. It's again like Coherent and Lumentum. It's also going to join the S&P 500, which certainly helped yesterday.
Right.
And now it's continuing on. Is now this too extended? It's already 12% above its 21-day, let alone that. So I'm not. This one's a little tricky. I mean, because it's just a little bit above this high.
Yeah, let's see. What's yesterday's low? So 250.
251 was the low.
Yeah. So boy. So it's around 7.5% right now, below yesterday's low, maybe a little less. So you could, put your stop there, or just look on the intraday charts and see if there's an area of support that it should hold. But yeah, it's gotten a little extended for me right now.
So that obviously AI infrastructure play, so it's getting the bounce like a lot of other companies, and the S&P really helped. Let's see here. I'm gonna open up, gonna do something else here. Oh, first just a quick market check. S&Qs are down 0.2. So sort of lows of the day, but again, these moves are relatively low given the huge volatility we've seen. I mean, is it like, oh, okay, it's down 0.4. I don't know. I mean, it's just like a Dow 0.6, so that's a little bit more. IWM. It does feel like we're seeing some of the high-end, high beta tech names, growth names leading today, for whatever reason. USO. Again, that's going to show an increase, but that's less than before. So it's definitely down from yesterday's close, crude oil. And so it just gets a little confusing. It's usually not like that. And 10-year treasury yield pulling back. All
Hey,
right.
Ed. Ed, it's interesting. What I see is further, declines by the Dow Jones transports, and the S&P slightly underperforming. So
Oh, yeah.
it
Sorry.
feels like, it feels like, given that we've talked about a lot of tech and AI stocks, there seems to be a little bit of shift
A
there.
little bit of shift. Now, whether that'll
Yeah.
last, because if people feel like there's risk on again, risk off again, we're going to see a huge shift back out of a lot of those names, presumably. IGV, that's actually falling today. So we're seeing that balance has faded for whatever reason for the moment. So it really is more in the AI infrastructure space. All right. Let's share. And I think this is the. So David, you had sort of a David Ryan, you had a little quiz to us for
Oh yeah, I just thought this was kind of interesting. I would so if you look at this chart, what I did is I blocked out the name and I just showed you the earnings line and see the acceleration in the earnings line. What would you probably think that this stock was? Probably a lot of you would go, it's got to be a technology stock. I mean, the earnings line that strong, the price move that strong. And so, offhand, you would, again, you think technology, something super, super strong. And what it really turns out to be is if you would, maybe if you can go back, you go to the current chart, what that is, since I told you
Oh, go
what
back
it
to
was.
the. Okay,
Yeah,
gotcha.
just
I'll
go
go to the
back,
current. Sorry, hang on.
go to the
Yeah.
churn chart. And this was actually, a lot of people would look at this group and say, it's not, it's not the technology that I always look for. But this was in, this is, Cardinal Health and, medical wholesale drug supply. And you wouldn't think, oh gosh, that's a great stock. But look at the move it's made in the last 18 months. It's gone from 120 to, to 230. So
Yeah.
really, really nice move. So I'm just kind of point this out. Don't discount something just because it's not in a, an area that people usually associate with big moves. Because if you get earnings growth and you also get acceleration in that growth, even if it's in a mundane type of industry, you can really get some nice moves. And sometimes you can get those nice moves without the volatility of that that you can get in some of the other industries that typically technology that shows that type. So that's I just wanted to kind of point that out, that keep your eye out even on other industries, if especially if a stock in that group has earnings and earnings lines that look like this.
Yeah, that's a really impressive earnings line. Also wanted to let's see here.
Oh, and I also sent you a cartoon that I thought was that you'll see it in your email that may, if you
Oh,
have a
okay.
chance to show it, that I think really kind of defines what's happening in this market. Oh, there you go. See,
It
I
does seem
just,
like that. Does seem like that.
yeah, you see the evolution of trading. There it was back in the 80s. I would say 80s, 90s, up until the 2000s. And then you've got trading today. It's Trump and tweeting, I guess.
That's funny.
So,
I'm going to show another, I'm going to share another screen. This is the CRB and just showing how there was some movement last week or so.
yeah, this is a I mean, this goes back to 2021, and you can see it had a huge move in up through 2022, and then has actually been basing out. Now, maybe a lot of that is the price of oil last week, but I think it's something to really be aware of, because I think it's not just oil. Well, if oil stays up, or even if it pulls back, that increase in oil is going to have an effect on so many different products. So just be aware that I think inflation is not going to go away that quickly.
We're definitely going to see higher gas prices, even with the drop in oil, because we haven't even seen any of the increase in oil prices from the actual war yet. Yeah, so that'll be an impact. It's and you're right, fertilizer, food. There's a lot of things. Like a third of fertilizer goes through, comes from the Persian Gulf because of all the natural gas, which is used as an energy source and a feedstock and a lot of things. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that could go on if it goes on, or it could all go away. makes it difficult. I'm not sure if the current traders today would still be wearing a tie, I gotta say. That's not
Yeah.
that's let's see here. I want to get off of that.
You know, David, what was one issue I had with that cartoon
Go
is
on.
that the current trader is probably on the cell phone.
No, it's
No, gosh.
Oh yeah.
Well, but still, some of us are desktop traders. I'm still a desktop guy.
Okay.
Let's see here. Let's take a look, Chris, at Bloom Energy. For those who need a little volatility in their lives, this has an ATR of like 10 or so. So this has made some big moves. And you're on mute or something. I'm not sure what's going on.
We can't hear you, Chris.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
Sorry. I said I've tried it a few times in this area, and the volatility is much too high. I think it's over 10, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm not sure where you would buy. I mean, you could try it off the 10-week
Yeah,
line, but I'm not sure where
it's
you would buy it.
10.8,
Yeah.
right?
It's just hard to know where to get into a name like this, too, where the place would be. So you're not messing with that. Okay.
Not right now.
Let's take a look. Here's one more in the cooling space, or I think it's in cooling as well. No, it's not, but it's some reason I used to think it was in there somewhere, but another AI infrastructure play. David is David Hatman is Powell.
Absolutely. And when we talk about the market, I wanted to make sure that people had a chance to see this one too, Ed, because another good example of a normal looking pullback of 3 down weeks. Notice too, light volume on the pullback. I like that compared to the skyscrapers of blue that happened with the breakout and a nice profit making move past 400. So I totally agree. So glad, Ed, that you went back to this one because it looks like it's maybe close to a 5% rise above the 10-week line.
Yeah, it is 8%, so it's not
8%.
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, with that chart size that you have there, it looks like it's within range. But I guess if you zoom in more, then I get the feeling, oh, it might be extended.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here again, set an alert near, say, let's say, if I really wanted to get in this one, I would be setting multiple alerts at 490, 500, 510, and once it gets to that level, and I feel like any weakness is normal, and there's just a little bit of a light pullback in the stock market, maybe that's your chance to get something like POWL. But if you don't feel comfortable buying, 8% above the 10-week line, that's totally fine. Just wait for the new base to form, because this is a good example of a stock that can form an actual base, even though some of those bases are pretty ugly, to be frank, and still actually break out and make some nice runs.
Yeah. And so let's see here. So going to a little different a field. So I'm going to take a look and let's see here. Ali was bringing up, and I was bringing up on IGV and other things, is that are there short opportunities now? Crowd reversing at the 50-day line, app. Which I still have some that's reversing. Palantir, all of them sort of reversing around their 50-day lines. These are some of the names that have come up the most. I'm just looking at ServiceNow. ServiceNow hitting resistance at the 50-day line. I don't know what's going on. The only thing I saw was an upgrade or a price target hike on CrowdStrike. But what do you think about this? Is this an opportunity for shorting some of these names?
Yeah, I think so. If you use that 50-day as a stop. Now, I sold most of mine yesterday. I sold my last 100 shares just a few minutes ago, because lots of times when you do get an undercut and a turn, the first stop is that 50-day moving average, and then it pulls back and then maybe builds a base. But so this one's I would much rather go towards the ones that you brought up, because they're closer to their highs. They haven't had a decline for a year or so. Something like this would be a much better candidate in my mind, because
Because
it's n not that far away from its highs, and but it has put in at least 3 months of sideways action. Now, it got some good volume. I'm a little concerned when you get that many days in a row up. That's somebody in there day after day buying it. But you just have to keep tight stops on these, because if that goes back and starts living above that 50-day moving average, then that and sort of more back into that base, then that has a better chance of succeeding on the upside than on the downside.
Always big risk. So it is interesting to see that, but for whatever reason, definitely it seems like the software bounce, at least for today, is hitting
Yeah.
resistance in a big way. Maybe people rushing out, there was sort of a rushing back into the AI infrastructure plays. But yeah, this is a big reason why the Nasdaq is down, even though we've talked about a lot of AI plays that are up today. So I think that's something good out there to be looking at. Chris, let's take a look at a few. We're going to look at a few chip names over a couple of people. Marvell, that gapped up on earnings. Now it's around buy point.
Yeah, I mean that was good how it made the move and looked like it was going to lose it yesterday, and then came back with the market and just holding tight right now. So I'd keep an eye on this one. And If you look at some intraday charts, that you could probably buy it right here and have a stop that maybe that low kind of midday yesterday might be a good spot. No, yeah, that one right there. So that could be a place if you want to keep your stops tight.
Very good. Another name, another custom AI chip maker is Broadcom. And this one, not too far from its 50-day line. Is there a
Yeah.
place here on something like this, or is this?
I haven't done anything with it. I mean, I think that in their earnings last week, that there was still a lot of demand for AI,
Sure.
and that's why it acted fairly well. I mean, it's really been going sideways since September. Did pop up to new highs a couple times, but it's a basically a long base since then. So I guess for me, I would just rather see the market in an uptrend, because I think that especially with these bigger techs, there might be one that like Google kind of thwart showed how it was different for a while, but then it kind of got stuck in the sideways action as well. So
Yeah.
I guess I'm really looking for, I'd like to see the Nasdaq hit new highs.
Like us to go up and go up
Right.
for not just a, yeah, I thought it was an interesting point you made early on about how we've had all these big up days, but yet the Nasdaq has still been grinding lower, or
Right.
not grinding, but chopping lower because of all these down days that we've had as well. We've had a lot of big down days and stuff. So yeah, let's see here. Hatman, there's Intel, which this one is poking out again, perhaps over our trend line, trying to get above 50-day line and so on.
Very interesting, Ed. Especially, I don't know if you had mentioned this in the newscast, but someone was asking why, Norm was asking, why was Dell down so hard? Dell, Intel, these are all giants in the PC business. There's a research firm called Omdia, 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 expecting personal computer global shipments to fall 12% this year. And the reason being high memory and data storage device prices. So to see Intel move up like this is really interesting. I wonder, is it because there's more visibility in being able to grow their US foundry business? I have no idea, but I like this action amid a decline, don't you, Ed?
Maybe it's because their CPUs are going to be used in AI too as well. So even if
Yeah.
nobody's buying a PC, that there'll be demand for their CPUs. It could be their foundry business. It's still obviously people are really expecting good news from the combination of the Trump and NVIDIA investments that people will work with them.
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it
Yeah.
right there. It's just that here again, just like with the AI data center infrastructure plays, this is now maybe in the minds of institutions, it's morphing more into that and less of the old laggard Wintel name.
Yeah, and it's just a,
Yeah.
they've had trouble actually with they sold off because I think they just couldn't make enough. They had I ended up even reading some stuff that they sold off some of the equipment that they needed to make the stuff because a year or so ago they thought they didn't have they weren't going to make it, and so now they're sort of scrambling to ramp up production again. But so that one's made a nice move. Couple of stocks that are falling, and I'm not sure, Dr. Ryan, is CBOE. And CME, maybe it's related to like VIX dropping, kind of thing. I mean, I don't know, like
Oh.
volatility. I didn't see anything offhand. Maybe somebody in the audience could tell, but I because I but somebody was asking what's going on, and I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything either. So But that's kind of typical of this market. These things move so fast, and you don't know where it's, where the either rumor or news is coming from. So that's another reason to keep positions small, and have some tight stops on this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, maybe people think the prediction markets could come in and take them in, though they're getting into those things. So I don't know. So big moves, and it's just part of it. You don't know what's going to happen with all this. There's, we've all forgotten about the AI disruption play and things like that. It's like, wow, we're just in a bit this whole last few months where just out of nowhere, things can make the market or sectors move so much, and it's difficult to keep track with all of that and not get hit. Chris, let's take a look at Karman and maybe Planet Labs. And
So
oh yeah, yeah.
with Planet,
No,
are
we're
we
gonna go to,
going, are we doing Carmen or Planet?
we'll go to Planet Labs. We'll start with Planet Labs because you started saying Planet Labs. I'm sorry.
Okay. This is one that I was watching for a while, especially when it ran up, and then, I don't know if I did try it. Let me see. No, I didn't try it. But then when it undercut those lows around, I don't know, about around 25, 26, and came back down to the 50-day, and it's been kind of back and forth and holding the 50-day, but kind of, wild action day to day going back and forth. So, it looks like it may could build a handle here, something like that. That might be interesting. I guess the one thing is, the sales are growing and accelerating, but it's still not profitable and not supposed to be profitable next year either. So, this is one where I think you need to be careful with it.
Yeah. Okay. And
Yeah, this
Carmen's.
Carmen I bought on the breakout, and I had to sell it and rebuy it the next day because Leaderport put it on. But this is one that I, took up and then took off some profits when it lost the 10-day, and then when it undercut the 21-day, I got out, and I was really surprised that it completely round tripped that 44% gain. So that was just wild action, and I guess one reason why I'm a little reluctant to go back into it. But if it sets up again and offers a good entry, I'll probably deal with it as a swing trade rather than trying to hold it for a longer game, because that anytime you round trip a gain like that, that's not good.
Sorry, we kicked you out of that one, Chris, but
That's all right. I got
it's
back in.
yeah.
I bought it in after hours, I believe.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, this one is not on the main list, just for everyone's complete information on Carmen and Leaderboard, but it is on the watch list and we are watching it closely. I did exactly the same things you did, Chris. I actually swung trade us before we added it to part of Leaderboard. So focus now on trying to establish a good position entry.
Very
Yeah.
good. Let's see here, and let's take a look at how man at Sterling. Was holding in there, very volatile, sold off,
Yes.
bouncing back. Again, another one of these AI infrastructure type plays, or one that's become now.
Yeah, we actually think, based on our philosophy behind the long-term leaders, the stock list and the concept, that this would be the better entry, because you had the breakout from the cup without a handle, and it was volatile and reversed a couple times, as you see on the daily chart, and then it fell more than 7% below. So this pullback to the 50-day, this retest of the top of the base is actually very positive. So this is one that we've written a lot about in the long-term leaders ed, and I can imagine it will be mentioned again in the upcoming long-term leaders, which I'm finishing up today, and hopefully they'll go out soon. But it's also good to really use the weekly chart too to time to entry, because pullbacks at a 10-week line, just like what we're seeing right here, are also generally what we favor for the long-term leader style stock.
Very good, very good. Let's see here. LGND, Dr. Ryan, Ligand Pharmaceuticals making a nice move today.
I don't know, but it looks like the it's got some, well, I guess a little choppy earnings, but still in an uptrend. It got a blue dot. I think it looks pretty good, but I would like to know more about why. I mean, estimates for the next few years are 5% and 14%. Oh, this is a tough, because it's already gone from 180 to 213, and that's over the last 6 days. So this is where a lot of these things, they get to highs, they break out, and then they start pulling back. If I bought this, it would be a very, very small position, and then seeing if I can add to it if it has a very small pullback.
Gotcha.
But I think you really have to know what is that, what's the hook there? What will keep this stock in an uptrend? What earnings are going to be coming through with what drug and such?
Well, what about things like just XBI and IBB? They had a bad week and now are trying to come back up.
Yeah. It looks very similar to the triple Qs, where it, I mean, at least in the last now 3 months, it's just back and forth every time it gets up near the high of the range, and then it reverses and comes back down. So I would still be watching these.
Gotcha. Let's see here. Chris, let's take a look at Nextracker. Dark days, on here. I think that there was also a Ray that which is somewhat in there, and so Array crashed, and so the, so next tracker next next power sorry next power sold off, and but is trying to
Right.
come back. So what do you think about this name? Would you still use that buy point, or I know that it's not technically valid, or I suppose you would have something similar here.
I mean, you could just, do this as a pullback, and it's just over the 21 day right now, so that would, be fine. I don't think it's that far off of the 50 day, which would, make a lot of sense as a stop for it. But I gotta say, I tried this one before, and got shaken out of it the very next day. So I guess, and even I go to Tan can be difficult at times, where when it was trying to break out of that cup with handle and it was going back and forth, and it finally made a move and then retraced it all, and then made another one and retraced it all. So I just find the solar stocks pretty tough to handle these days.
Yes, they are very tough. Let's see
I find
here.
them hard to handle all the time.
Yeah. Well, Tan used to be easy in, 2020, 2021, when there was a lot of rotation going on in the solar space, but it was just rising. It was very easy to hold then.
Maybe this
Yeah.
is a case, Chris, where I should have traded TAN and not the individual stock. I learned something.
Yeah, one thing is though is that sometimes the solar stocks all to move together and you might think, okay, TAN is a way to go, but sometimes you have certain names going up and other names plunging. So
Right.
yeah, it can be tricky. I mean, I think SMH is a pretty good way to play a lot of things because the memory names are so ex a lot of these names have been extended and they're still heavily weighted toward these AI memory things at this point. But yeah, it can be tough. Hatman CCJ, you know, it's not a long-term leader, that's for sure, but does feel like the 50-day line has been
Yes.
more of a place to buy this one than a breakout. If you
Totally agree
look on
with
a
you.
weekly on this one, the
Yes.
breakouts tend to fail. I mean, some of them work, but a lot of them fail.
Yeah, 100%. You're spot on that, Ed. In fact, this was going to be the one I was maybe going to talk about if it wasn't for Fix, because I just really like how the stock has been acting since it really broke free at 60. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, this is a stock that between the early part of 2024 and June of 2025 was horrible. Look at all those breakout failures. Look at those big drops. It looked like it fell much more than it ever rose. But I think it flipped. I think now you see, a double in the stock, and the pullbacks were very controlled and very IBD model stock book like. And so I really like the action here. I think this is a good entry.
All right. Yeah, and yeah, at least the last two haven't been complete failures. They may have been tough if you bought them, but they haven't fallen apart. But the pullback buys would have worked. Like this one worked. You know, if you bought it off of this, as opposed to this one would have been tricky.
I have a very small pilot position, if you will, or a scalp buy, Ed, in CEG. So because they are providing the power through nuclear, as a result, I'm also watching CCJ very, very closely. I wonder how the one that Scott Sinclair mentioned, the URNM, have you looked at that one, Ed?
Is that an ETF? Yeah, that one is.
Yeah, that one's not bad. It looks like a double bottom in the making.
Yeah, and UEC, which had earnings, and I don't know how they were versus estimates, but the stock, I mean, that's not in position. It's below the 50-day line, but that one's having a nice day. You know, and so just to show that. Let's see here. Dr. Ryan, TPR. This is one of the apparel makers
Yeah,
that's done
and
pretty well.
this stock. Check the last, not the last earnings. It gapped up on earnings, but if you look at the earnings two quarters ago, stock gaps down and comes right on back. You look at it 3 quarters ago, gaps on 114 to 92, and then marches right on back. And it looks like it got hit last week. I don't know what the news was, or was it general market, but it's starting to come back again. This has just been one of the stronger retailers, and I know they're in the very upper end, and so I guess that area continues to do well. It seems fine. I mean, it touched the 50-day and now is bouncing again. So if you own it, I think that I just stay right with it. But it would be great for it to just get back into that little base that it had been forming for 3 weeks and sit there for a little bit and then continue on. That's where I would probably buy it coming out of that high 150s. But for right now, yeah, keep a close eye on it.
All right. And we'll say that a lot of other names in this space not doing so well, like the apparel makers, a lot of them have sold off. Even Ralph Lauren, which had been holding up for quite a while. So absolutely. One other thing here is that all right, another name, Dr. Ron, TGX, TJX, sort of in a different space, off-price retail. I don't think Tapestry
Yeah.
would consider itself off-price.
Yeah. I think this is, I think you have to either go to the, you got two markets, super high end or super low end.
Yeah.
And, but TJ Maxx, I finally bought some on a, I think that last pullback, not, I didn't get it at 145, but as it started coming up. And this is just, you know, talk about great track record. And I've mentioned this many times, how this has been one of the greatest stocks of the last 20, 25 years. And they just have a formula that continues to work. So I would, you know, look for a buying opportunity, maybe as it goes through 160, 160 and a fraction. But if you own it, just stay right with it.
Is there any concern that TGX seems to be, as a stock, not a laggard to the market, because obviously the RS line is at a high, but that Ross Stores and Burlington are outperforming? Well, Burlington has been really volatile. I guess Ross Stores. Burlington, maybe a couple of weeks ago, you could have made the argument, but Ross Stores, is that either
Yeah,
not getting the money? Yeah.
you know, I think that they're both good stocks, but I mean, TJ Maxx is TJX has continued to do well, because even Ross Stores sat out for a number of months. I mean, I guess that might be even a year, when, let's see, when TJX was just continuing in an uptrend. So I think they're both great companies. It's just, where do you buy Ross Stores? Maybe it just pulls back down to 200 or 50-day moving average, but both have been great retailers.
Absolutely. Chris, let's take a look at Walmart.
Okay.
It's been doing very well the last several months. Not, you know, it's obviously you look on a longer term basis, but even then, you know, at least a couple of years that RS line has been trending higher.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that prior pullback to the 10-week, that was a, you know, a pretty big bar down there. And let's go back to the daily. That looks like a nice pullback and tightening up there. So, you know, if it can retake the 21-day, that might be a good place to get into it.
It would also be sort of line up for the sort of a trend line. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, couldn't see my own trend line. Something else popped in. Couldn't see what I was drawing at. But yeah. Let's see here.
Hey,
David,
Ed,
yeah.
you know, because, you know, I enjoy hosting just as much as you do. I want to put a hosting cap on and ask, David, looking back at TGX, it's so great that we look at the monthly chart and whatnot. What do you think is the future of TGX over the next 20, 25 years? Because if it's been a great stock for 20, 25 years, well, I mean, can it be one that you can hold long term? Or are you thinking just for the next 20% move, the next 2 years? I'd love to get
Well,
more comment there.
as long as it stays above that 200-day moving average and the
Yeah.
earnings keep on coming through like they are, then there isn't really a reason to sell it unless the whole market really comes off badly or we go into a big recession. But as long as it keeps on with, you know, with those numbers, then you just stay with it. And who knows what the next 25 years. I hope I'm still around in 25 years, but
There we go. That's
yes.
you
Yeah, I don't, we'll see.
let's take a look here. Actually, Hatman, I think, or I'm not sure if anybody else can answer, was SanDisk, was that a shakeout plus three? You know, that's some people are asking about that. I am not a keeper of that flame. So
I would agree with our awesome audience on that, and I'm gonna bring up SanDisk on my own chart here real quick. Usually, as Webby talked about, we generally want a minimum of a 5% gain from the first low. So the first low is 540, 10% would be 54, 27, so it would be 567, Ed, and so it's way past the 567 on the 5%. It's closer to the 10% move from the 540 low. So, just in summary, basically, if you were a little more liberal with it and say I'm going to buy it on the rise past 594, then you're trading at about 3% above it right now at 619.
All right. Yeah, it's got a
4%.
trend. Yeah, so
Yeah.
got a trend
So
line. So, okay.
yeah, no, and so at this point it's like, so interesting about this one, Ed, is that normally the shakeout plus three Livermore rule is generally happening when the stock is retaking the 50-day. But in the case of SanDisk, because the stock has been so strong, you're actually looking at a retake of the 21-day.
Shakeout plus threes, I mean, maybe it's just my thinking, and it's not actually borne out by reality, but it feels like shakeout plus threes tend to come around in a lot of double bottoms because you see those big, some big volatile
Yeah,
moves.
absolutely.
And so that's sometimes
Yeah.
sort of an early entry into double bottoms. Again, a lot of things are going out there. A lot of things, I mean, if oil surged to 120 overnight, I don't think SanDisk would have a good, but that goes without saying. But yeah, so shakeout plus threes often come around early stages of that right leg.
To me, if I were to trade this, I might like buy a little bit now, but with the expectation that it could come and test the top of the 21-day or near 600. If it comes as near 600, an 18-point discount, if you will, from that means you're buying it 1 to 2% above the 594.
And let's see here. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at BKD, Dr. Ryan. Some people are asking about Brookdale, another one of these senior housings. A lot of ants. Should be looking at it now then.
Yeah, it looked like it got close to that 50-day. But I'd like to see it actually start turning back up. It did gap down on earnings, which is not a great sign. But I would just continue to watch it and see if it can come around, just yeah, start coming around. In similar area, I was looking last night at PNTG.
Oh, PNTG.
Yes.
Wasn't
Why do
that
you?
one, or was that the one? No, that's what was. There was another one that went
No,
plunging. No,
that's
what
the one
AHR
I.
we covered, right? Yeah. No,
Yeah, it.
there's another one. I'm sorry, I forgot. But yeah,
PACS, PACS. Yeah,
PACS. Yes, I'm sorry. I
PACS.
was getting my P. Long-term
Mind your P's
care.
and Q's there, Ed.
Yeah,
Come
my
on.
mining. Yeah, my long-term care P's there. So there.
Yeah, that's the PAX is the one I don't want to go back to
Dude,
since I
that's what I
had
was surprised. That's
such a
just
bad no, this is PNTG and so I guess 57 senior communities acting well. I mean I don't know exactly if it can just form a little bit better base, but I mean it hell, look at the earnings line on that stock. That's really pretty nice. But so you got a few names in this group that are acting well, and we know the demographics are going to be there and be there probably for the next 25 years. So I think that's one to try to find a buy spot on.
Sure. Chris, let's take a look at NVIDIA, which I think is just trying to right at the 10-week line. So it's been holding. It didn't sell off that badly last week, all in all. The sell-off was on its earnings. It held up. It actually rose last week. I mean, a smidge, don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't want to, but it didn't fall 8%. Just want to bring up this one. This is such an important name. It's not at the 50-day line. Where would be a play? What would get you interested? Would it be a decisive move over the 50-day line? Would it have to get over, say, that 197?
I'm looking at 197. And the reaction off earnings, I mean, everything looked good and there just were sellers there. Yeah, drawing the trend line makes a lot of sense there too. And it's gone above the 50-day so many times and then rolls back below it and back and forth. So I think it really needs a strong move around above 197.
Gotcha. So another name in this is this Taiwan Semi, which makes all these chips. sold off. It did sell off last week,
Right.
but bouncing off of here, this nice picks and shovels way to play AI at this, here, or would you want to see some more strength like the 21-day line or something?
Well, I bought it the last time it retook the 21-day, and that big bar down,
That's
that was
unreal.
not like a real trade
Yeah.
because I don't know what happened there. But yeah, this is another one where I took off profits when it closed below the 10-day, and then when it gapped below the 21-day, I got out of the rest. And so I'm not, eager to get back into it right here, but I mean, it does look good, and it's pulled back to the 50-day.
All right, let's see here. Hatman, there are some questions about AEIS. This is a more volatile name. It's another chip equipment space. Big move off the 10-week line already.
Exactly. It's a broken record here, right? With these chip equipment, AI data center related names. I suppose that if you really want to get in there, you play a short term trade over the 21-day and don't make a big position because
Yeah.
it could very well pull back near that Monday low, Ed. Yeah. But what a nice mover. Look at that relative strength line. We haven't talked about relative strength lines much among all the great charts that we've looked at today, but I would suspect if you go to the weekly chart, Ed, and look at that RS line, it looks even better. Yeah, you've got that Webster space, positive space between the green line and the 8 and 21 week moving averages on a relative strength line. I like that.
Yeah.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, nice, nice, really nice action start.
Yeah.
Dr. Miller, like a few big cap tech, like pharma giants are, I mean, these are just a few that I was noticing. There might be more, but AZ, and so a lot number of names that are bouncing off their 50-day lines, and they just seem to have been doing, but they were doing better in recent and then before the recent pullback.
Yeah, that looks good. What does that bring up the weekly so we can see the want to see the earnings? Looks good. I mean, this P ratio of 12, EPS growth 11%. I mean, it's not a super strong grower, but it looks like it's after a long hibernation.
Long
It's
stretch, yeah.
yeah, a long stretch. It looks like it's coming out, but yeah, I would like to read up more about it to see what is creating that move
19-year base,
and
David.
yeah, that's good. Yeah, what is creating that move and those and the pickup in earnings?
Yeah, and I
That
don't know.
looks good.
But like Merck and AZN, all sort of showing. I mean, Merck is still off highs, but making some similar moves. Then I had another question. I want to do this before I get asked. Is that somebody had a question in the audience? When you screen, what are the top filters criteria that you're looking for? What are your most important things that you?
I've got a number of different screens, but it's basically if you put in a composite a screen or a screen on the composite rating or earnings per share rank, combine that with relative strength. You're never, I mean, through all my years at O'Neill and in the market, there's no one perfect screen. But if you're looking at earnings and relative strength, that's going to identify a lot of the great stocks. Even if it's 100 stocks or 150 stocks, go through each one of those to see which stock has the best characteristics. And then on Market Surge, you've got the what is it? Market Surge 250, which always seems to be 300. That's a terrific screen to find some of the best stocks. Yeah, see it
It's
only when the
definitely to your point, David. I totally agree with you. And that screen has got over 30 screens that go into it because there is no one perfect screen.
So, But yeah, I mean, this one, and then there are, you can do very, very simple. I mean, you don't have to, I mean, 30 screens is great. You'll find a lot of the same stocks by just going EPS and relative strength.
Thank you.
You know, Ed, Dr. Ryan's comment is just so important. It's actually something I'm going to address in this coming Saturday's webinar with Scott St. Clair, because one of the biggest things I'm going to share is how to find those big TGX style winners that have the combination, just like what Dave was saying, strong earnings and sales and impressive relative strength. And I'm actually going to run a bunch of my own screens and share the results of those during the Saturday webinar. So I'm only going to do that on Saturday.
Great, very good, and yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you brought up that event once again. I'm going to do a wrap up of things. Market has improved. Qs are up. Hey, we're getting toward the 50-day line. SPY, that's actually a little further away from the 50-day line. Dow, it's got some work to go. IWM, a little bit of work to do. RSP, we really haven't looked at this too much. RSP, well, that was something that fell below the 50-day line last week and hasn't gotten back above it. QQQE, that's getting close to the 50-day line as well. USO, now this again, this is down. So this is actually down from where we closed. So oil is down around 86, 85. So it's probably slightly below where it was when President Trump made his comments late in the afternoon. So that's a really positive sign. Haven't seen any real news. The only news I saw was Saudi Aramco talking about horrible consequences if things don't get better. So I didn't see any good news, but the market had rallied in anticipation of the Iran war to some extent, even before this spike. So that's part of what has been going on. But zero TNX, that is down a little bit. So there's that. We looked at some of these shipping companies, they're still doing well. Maybe if they bounced, came down to the 21-day line again or some such, but nice moves on that area. Ensign, this was a stock that Chris wanted to look at. That's acting well, sort of, pausing here for a few weeks after a nice breakout. AHR continues to do well. That's moving up. You could argue it's getting near the top of this little sort of shelf while still being in the buy zone. Fix, doing quite well. That made that really powerful move off the 10-week line. MU, all these things making some really big moves. I mean, obviously things could turn around. A lot of AI infrastructure names and memory names, but Micron does have earnings next week. But all of these names are acting well. Same thing with all, again, GLW, VRT, a lot of them are getting extended, which is an issue. That makes it so tough. Have to try to jump on them right away. Or have to wait a little bit. Bloom Energy making a move. I'm not sure where you get into this. Powell, another one of the AI infrastructure plays. Nice move, breaking a trend line. But we also looked at some of the IGV. Again, software really isn't bouncing back. There's now, but maybe CrowdStrike. Well, CrowdStrike is trying to find support. CrowdStrike is doing okay, but yeah, there's definitely other things like App, which I still have. That one's off. I have to make a decision. I was waiting to see what would happen around here. Marvell, that's around a buy point. AVGO, that's sort of above some key levels. Intel, very high PE, but making a nice move. Karman, sort of hanging in there. Sterling, making a nice move, sort of back to the buy point, which technically is invalid. Ligand, nice moves. They're sort of choppy earnings, but nice things there. NXT, very volatile, back toward this no longer valid buy point. CCG, 50-day line is often been a safer place to buy. TPR making a bounce. TJX is right around a buy point, right in. Yeah, it's back in there. So NVIDIA, be really nice to see this one take the lead. If you want to get this, if you really want to see the market, then if you want the NASDAQ at highs, I think we need the NVIDIA 200. That would be probably my thought. We need to get at least there. So with all that, Hatman, final thoughts, tickers from you.
Yeah, no, I'm really liking this market action right now. My main account is up about 1%, so I'm feeling some good luck here today, and it's mainly because I'm concentrated on tech and also a little bit of biotech. I've been buying a little biotech action here. One name that could be interesting to look at. Did we look at Vertex, by the way?
No, I did not.
VRTX?
I mentioned over the news they had this positive drug on a kidney drug. So,
Yeah,
yes,
that.
thank you. Thank you
No,
for
no
bringing this
worries.
one up.
No, I'm glad. I mean, this is a stock that was a large cap, became a mega cap. You can see the market value, 127 billion. So a really impressive Boston-based pharmaceutical giant in CF, cystic fibrosis. There are other companies that are also going into that space too. And one stock that I'm watching closely, have a very, very small position right now, is Krystal Biotech, KRYS, Ed. And KRYS is not at a buy point now, but you can see that the stock had a nice a move after it retook moving averages in September, almost doubled, and is basing now, kind of locked in between 250 and 300. Their technology is based solely on the HSV1 virus, and they're creating medicines based on this unique platform to defend the body. And they're trying to now go into a number of different therapies beyond, I think CF is one of the areas which they're kind of addressing and trying to maybe expand treatment, take market share from Vertex. I'm still really learning about this company, but the HSV is actually, believe it or not, the herpes simplex virus one. And they have used that virus structure in order to create new medicines. It's incredible technology. Definitely worth checking out. You can see that the company has grown to mid-cap status, and therefore, it feels like there's still institutional money and retail money looking for some good opportunities that are perhaps a little less immune to the Iran war. Also, we saw on CNBC that, in fact, right now it says the IEA will meet today on possibly releasing more of its petroleum reserves. We know that, the U.S. and probably NATO nations are probably actively discussing that too, and that's what's caused right now perhaps an 11.5% drop in WTI crude, $84 a barrel.
Yeah, and that, yeah, so that's dropping well below where it was. And so most of the drop has been on this reserve release. Actually, an important point is that oil contracts, the market has through even yesterday morning when things were way up or overnight, the market has been predicting it's going to be short-lived because if you look further out, oil was not at 100, 110. It was much lower. People are expecting this to be over. At some point, I think one of the real things is that if something that could go really bad for the market is if the market starts thinking, you know what, we think this is going to be a problem for a long time. And we're not just going to have, say, $90 or $100 oil now. We'll have that in November. So that's why this reserve release can work. Because if this is a short-term problem, then this deals with it. But you can't, there's only so many reserves. If these reserves, if oil is, if the pressure is still there, if the strait is still shut down and the production is shut down, but absolutely, that's what's driving things. So yeah, that's definitely helping the last couple of days. So really have to see as a temporary. I just want to show this briefly. Figure, people are asking about this one. I guess they presented it to some event today. I don't know. They're doing like, credit on the blockchain. That's their company. Stock has some really interesting fundamentals. It's still down quite a bit. I don't know what to say. There's just that's down a lot. It's nice to see this bounce. It has bounced a lot since earnings, but it's down below a lot of things, and there's going to be a lot of overhead resistance too to this name. But I don't know exactly what was said. Chris, final thoughts, tickers from you.
Well, I mean, the Q's have been rallying since around 7 o'clock Pacific time and just pushing higher, which is good to see. And then if you look at, so SPY's up a little less, 0.4. But then even though we've got good breadth today, on the market, look at RSP. So it's, flat to basically flat today. So that's a little odd to see that one lagging. But the small caps are leading the way. IWM is up 0.93 right now, and trying to make a move. The I guess one stock to take a look at is FIGS, and this is one I traded way back, when it first came public. But they've really started expanding their business and accelerating sales and earnings, and so I'm watching this and looking for an entry here after that big gap up. So just one that I'm keeping an eye on.
And so Dr. Ryan, final thoughts, tickers from you.
I don't have any final tickers. Final thoughts is I'd be careful. Don't chase anything. It just seems in a market like this, it's better to look for stocks that have been strong, that are pulling back on previous bases or onto moving averages, and then start lifting off of there. But just be careful, because I mean, I was just looking, I mean, at the market, and we're in the same spot we were 3 days ago, and then we're at the same spot we were 6 days ago, and it's this constant back and forth, and so I just be very careful to chase anything, unless this, yeah, I just don't go after anything that's already up and up through the base, and so
Good warning.
go
It's a good
slow,
point. If you look at Q's, where's the Iran war? This whole thing, it's just, you don't even see it because it's still just been this choppy, choppy. I mean, it's there. I mean, obviously it's had an impact, but the up down nature of this market hasn't really changed. So this is day two of going up. How much more can we go up in this market? Very good point. With that, that'll do it for today's show. Thank you, everyone, on the panel, and a lot of great comments and suggestions and questions in the audience. Thank you, Dark Ops. Answered over 100 questions, so I really appreciate that. We'll have today's show up at investors.com/IBDLive in a little bit, and then a few hours from now, we'll have the IBDLive recap. That'll include a link to our edited Q&A, but it'll also have a link to it. That file will also have our ready and watch list. Definitely a time to be working on watch lists, looking for things, and not just tech, but looking for things that are showing strength, have those good fundamentals. Allie and I will have the stock market day video after the close, and Allie will be back hosting IBD Live tomorrow. Hope to have everybody has a great trading day, and we will see you tomorrow.